And time for a little talk session here on the Musical Talk. We have Dr. Pastor with us today. Good morning, Dr. Pastor.
Hi, Jim.
Nice to have you with us today. What are we going to tell these people?
We're going to talk about gout. Gout is not an old disease. Gout is a new disease. It's on the rise. Just it sort of follows our waistline. As we become bigger and bigger, we've developed more and more gout, and the idea that it's old and in the past just simply isn't true.
As I recall, most of the information I've heard of gout is extremely painful. What parts of the body?
Well, gout can affect pretty much almost any joint. Most common joint that gout affects is the great toe. So half of all gout attacks are in the great toe, right at the base of the great toe. And pretty much so, if you've got a red-hot, swollen, painful great toe with intense pain, that probably is gout. But it can affect other joints. It can affect the knees, the wrists, the hands. It can affect almost any joint in the body can be affected by gout. It's the most common inflammatory arthritic condition in men in America today.
What can you do about it?
Well, for the most part, what you do when you get a flare of gout, you've got to treat it. You treat it with an anti-inflammatory drug, often a prescription drug. Indomethacin is the most common way you treat the flare. But the real way you treat gout is by lowering uric acid in your body below the magic number 6.0. If your uric acid gets low enough, the flares pretty much for the most part stop. And the problem has been in the past that we haven't had an effective treatment for lowering the uric acid below 6.0. And basically, there's a new treatment on the market, first new treatment developed for gout in the last 40 years, and it's very effective in lowering that uric acid and reducing the number of gout attacks and flares that you have.
What is the frequency?
You mean how often does it happen?
Yeah.
Well, for some people, when you first get gout, you may get a flare. 50% of the people will get a second flare within a year. And for some people, they have one or two flares a year. For other people, they might have a flare every month. I've had patients who pretty much get monthly flares. And other people have the very, very rare flare. But for most people, it's one or two flares a year. And frankly, the flares are so bad that once you get one flare, most people don't want to have a second one, no matter when it comes.
I'm sure. Okay, well, is this medicine, use the medicine, is that kind of okay? Frequency of the flare?
Exactly. The new medication, Ulorac, reduces uric acid in many patients more effectively than the previous medication called allopurinol that was developed about 40 years ago. And allopurinol is a very good drug, works in a number of people, but a lot of people, when they continue to get flares, blame it on their lifestyle. And while it's true that drinking lots of beer may have a factor, lots of high fructose corn syrup, having lots of liver and onions may be a factor, that's a minor role. Gout is a metabolic disease where we simply produce too much uric acid. It's a byproduct of metabolism, protein metabolism, and we simply produce too much of it. And the answer is to reduce that uric acid. The more you reduce the uric acid, the less the risk of a flare, and that's the goal, and the less the risk of joint damage and kidney damage, which can also come from gout.
You mentioned other joints. What are some of the
elbow, in the fingers. I've seen it in the knees, in the ankles. Pretty much anywhere. Great toe is the most common place, but other toes on your feet can do it. So some people who think they have arthritis and may have osteoarthritis, which is the arthritis of aging, might also have gout in addition to it. And here it is, they blame the fact that they walk the wrong way or move the wrong way, and that's why their toe is red hot and swollen. But for a lot of those people, it's because they have gout and it just hasn't been diagnosed yet.
I suppose those are red hot. Well, I guess you see your doctor right away.
Well, you got to see your doctor. That's right. You certainly want to make a diagnosis. And for most people, they want to know what's going on. Why did my toe get red hot and swollen? Now, if you're outside, we'll say, doing some work around the house, or if you have a manual labor job, you may blame that on the work that you're doing. But the fact is, it's not from that. So it's important to get that diagnosis made. Now, the gold standard of the diagnosis was to actually stick a needle in the joint and remove the fluid, but that's probably done at 1% of the time. 99% of the time, a physician will look at you, listen to your history, and be able to make the diagnosis, and then offer effective treatment, which includes long-term treatment to lower uric acid so that you don't get flares.
Well, very interesting this morning. Certainly, I have known a lot of people suffer with gout, and as you say, it keeps coming back and keeps coming back.
Exactly. It doesn't go away. Once you have it, once you've got that metabolic disorder, it's a lifetime disorder. Exactly.
That certainly is interesting, and sure, maybe we help people this morning. Is there anything, Dr. Pastor, that I didn't get around to asking?
No, I think the bottom line, if we were to look at sort of one final thing to leave people with, is first of all, if you wonder if you have gout, go see your doctor, talk to your doctor, and get a diagnosis made. And the second thing is, if you have gout and you're continuing to flare, it's not your fault. It's not because you had that extra beer, because you probably had that extra beer a lot of times and never had a flare. It's not because of the liver and onions or the shellfish. Those are minor players. If you're flaring, it's because you're not adequately treated. And there's new treatment out there that might help you, that may make a difference, that you should ask your doctor about. And that's Euloric. That's the new kid on the block, if you will.
Dr. Pastor, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you with us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah. Take care now.
You too.